The phenomenon is you will, over a couple of days, add another dozen to 15 guys, because one of the things we always emphasize too is all those phone calls you make, which simulates college recruiting when the draft is over. But the integration of the draft picks and those college free agents with the guys that are already here, what has to happen to create that kind of chemistry to take you into training camp and then the season?
I'll tell you what, Mitch, that's a great point, because the second greatest number of starters in the National Football League besides first-round picks are your college free agents that you sign. And they're all over the place, and you just don't realize it. Those are some good football players. Only 50% of your first-round picks even start, and then you drop down to like 22% for the second round. And you're right about 22.5, 23% of college free agents that start. So it's your second highest number of starters that you get. It's important that that process is handled the right way. Now we get them all together, and then we've got to get that blend and that chemistry, and you got to fit all the pieces together, make sure everybody knows what they're doing. You can have all the ability in the world, but if you're not conditioning, you don't know where you're going, then you're not going to function right. So we've got to make sure those things are coordinated.